I'm here with the 2021 Proficiency winner in the Agri Science Research Integrated Systems area, Harrison Falkowski of the Stewart's Creek FFA chapter in Tennessee. Harrison, how are you feeling right now?
I'm ecstatic, honestly. I mean, this is 5 years of hard work kind of coming together to this point right here, and I'm excited that my research has taken me this far, and I'm excited to see where it takes me in the future, and just kind of excited to represent Tennessee at the national level.
Why were you so motivated to do research projects?
Originally, I never had a huge background in agriculture growing up, so my first experience with, even seeing livestock for the first time in person was my freshman year of high school in my agri-science class. And that research or that experience in agri-science kind of got the ball rolling for me, and I felt like that agri-science research was the best way for someone without a traditional ag background to kind of get involved in FFA and agriculture as a whole. And I've always been a very curious person, so I started asking questions, which led me into my first project, into my second, third, fourth, fifth, all the way to my seventh now that I've just completed, as well as just, really just getting the ball rolling with that and being able to answer those questions and hopefully solve problems for agriculturalists and make solutions for the rest of the world.
That is inspiring. Now, what's been one of your most favorite projects working on with your seven research projects that you had?
My most favorite project is probably my most recent one. It was an evaluation of career skills that were gained in Tennessee FFA animal evaluation career development events. So that was poultry judging, livestock judging, dairy judging, and then equine evaluation. And then I used a national skills framework from the U.S. Department of Education and their CTE specialist category that collaborated with the Perkins Network, which is a huge CTE organization. And I used a framework off of that to analyze what skills were actually used or what skills are being developed by CDEs, because the National FFL organization states that CDEs are meant to develop, get students career ready for events or careers in agriculture. And I wanted to see if these were truly doing that. And I found that a lot of the CDEs have a great job of highlighting those technical decision-making skills and being able to evaluate mathematical skills, skills that you use in school often. But they're not as keen as using teamwork, as you might think, with it being a team event, as it's usually an accumulation of team scores added up together, or individual scores added up together into one, as well as they're not a huge use on the technologically with computers and things like that that employers are looking for with skills in the future. So it was exciting to see how those can be altered in the future to help better prepare students for a career in agriculture. And in Tennessee, we alter our CDEs every 5 years, and 2021 being a year when the CDEs are up for revision, and now I have the chance not only as a state officer to help serve on that committee, I use my research to be able to further that and be able to really make an impact in the lives of not only Tennessee FFA members, but hopefully national members as well.
So what were some of those propositions that you're thinking about changing with the career development events National FFA has and then Tennessee?
One instance is for livestock industry. A lot more of our decision-making processes are coming from genetics, EPDs, things like that, especially in the dairy industry as a whole, for dairy judging as well as livestock judging. So being able to find ways to integrate uses of genetics and technologies, whether it be learning how to AI, using things like that, records of and those sorts to try and update and integrate that into contests in the future is one of the ideas I'm working on. I've been collaborating with Dr. Cheney Mosley and Dr. Will Bird, who professors at Middle Tennessee State University and University of Tennessee at Martin, respectively, on their ideas to be able to actually implement that, as they're both agriculture education professors. So I feel like they have a good way of understanding aspects of education like Bloom's taxonomy and other important things like that to be able to further this further my research to be able to really make an impact in the lives of students.
Now, this is only one out of seven research projects you've done over high school, essentially. What were your other projects?
So another project that I did was I conducted a nutritional analysis of hemp seeds. So with the hemp industry in the U.S. becoming essentially legalized in 2018 with the passage of the newest farm bill, it was weird to me that hemp farmers were kind of losing money despite a booming industry, and that's because they couldn't get their hemp processed. So my partner and I work with a partner in this project. My partner Wyatt and I were confused with this, and we actually knew a local hemp farmer, and we were asking her a lot of questions during this interview or during this project. So we wanted to work together and see alternative ways for hemp farmers to make money, and that was we decided through using it as a feedstuff. So we kind of decided on four ways to process this, that being whole, H-O-W-L-E, seeds, hemp hulls, like the outside shell, hemp hearts, which is like the inside white part of the shell, or the seed, and then hemp seed meal, just grinding it up entirely. We found that hemp seed meal was a very high source of crude protein for these animals, and very comparable to brewer's grain, just a little bit better with total digestible nutrients. However, with the hemp market being so influxing so much right now, we found it, that it was kind of not practical at the moment to use it as a feed source because of just the high cost of hemp seeds right now. But we hope to see this change in the future, as it's a lot easier to process than actually hemp, because you have to process it very similar to tobacco, letting it dry for weeks on end and things like that. So that's also another project that I was super passionate about and interested in.
So you said you had a partner on this project. What are some of your support system that you like to thank?
Definitely. I've had multiple partners throughout my time with this. My first project I had a partner with, and then my most, with that one I've talked about with Wyatt. But definitely my support system would be my agri-science teachers. Miss Gina Stewart, Amy Olt, Mackenzie Moorhead, they have been essential to my growth and success as a, not only an agriculturalist, but as an FFA member over these past 5 years. They've been able to not only push me whenever I need to be pushed, but also support me whenever I need support. They've guided me through my initial research, or my initial attempts at research, and now have put me in a position to help out my fellow students in the chapter. I'm helping mentor them whenever it comes time for them to do research. So I'm excited to see how I can not only help those people in the future, but also just, I'm so thankful to have them in my life and be able to really benefit off of what they've taught me.
Well, congratulations again, Harrison.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity.
That was Harrison Pelkowski, the Agri Science Research Integrated Systems Proficiency winner at the 2021 convention. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.